Later, Jesus was sitting on the Hill of Olives when the disciples arrived, and we asked him privately, "When will it happen? When will be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? Be careful that no one deceives you. Jesus warned you, many will come who will use my name. They will say, 'I am Christ,' and they will deceive many. You will hear of war and rumors of war, but try not to be alarmed. It is necessary that this will happen, but it will not be yet the end. Nations will rise against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. Hope and famines and earthquakes everywhere. All this will be just the beginning of the pains. Then they will deliver you, persecute you, and kill you, and hate all the nation for my name's sake. At that time, many will turn away from faith. One another will betray and hate each other, and a great number of false prophets will arise to deceive many. Open so much evil that the love of many will grow cold. But who will stand firm until the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." This is an interesting question that the disciples asked Jesus because they had a concern. When will be the end of things? What if I asked you today, or rather I am going to ask you the question, how about if I tell you that today will be the end of everything? He specified the three most important things you would do today if you told you that today the world is ending, everything is ending. What will be the three most important things that you would do? Think about it for a moment. Maybe some would say, "I will go running to my family, unite with them." Others would say, "Do what I couldn't do before." Or maybe many thoughts will come to your mind about things to do. But what about you? You are listening to me, or how many of those who are listening to me at this moment will have thought, "Open my heart so that God dwells in me and give me salvation"? Unfortunately, we have many things in our heads to do. And although we believe in God for us, at some point, it is not a priority because it's at the bottom of the list of things we have to do in life. Sadly, if you have it last, it should be the first thing that should happen if everything ended. Now I'm asking you a question that I am giving you an estimated time. So during the next 24 hours, you would do what you had not done before and take advantage of the time, because everything is going to end. But now, imagine there is no set time, but there are only signs. And when you see the signs, one after another, you realize how much more the end is approaching. Then you ask me, how are you going to live life knowing that the end is near? How are you going to live in this time? The disciples asked Jesus, when the end will be. And Jesus began to tell them that many signs are going to occur. There will be hunger. There will be destruction. The nations will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and many other things. But he told them, all this is necessary, and it is the beginning of sorrows. Everything that we are seeing in the world, everything that is happening around us, indicates that fulfillment of what Jesus had already said, called the principle of pain. And that Jesus also said, do not feel bad or worry about it because it is necessary. And every time you see these signs, they are being fulfilled throughout the earth. You will begin to understand that the end is not yet coming, but that it's moving towards its fulfillment. Science increases and the love of many ends. But there was only one sign that Jesus spoke of, and that sign is fulfilled. Then the end will come. And the last sign is the gospel of the kingdom is preached everywhere. Let me tell you, perhaps today, we are only in overtime and seeing that all the signs are already being fulfilled. And so many things that are being seen today, even within that same church, we simply realize something that Jesus said is being fulfilled and will soon happen. But the million-dollar question is in this audio. Is to see the signs that are being fulfilled. I understand that we are nearing the end of everything that you are going to do. How are you going to continue living life today? Are you going to continue wasting the minutes, the seconds, the hours? Are you going to let the past go? Are you going to focus on what is coming? What is ahead? Will you be grateful or ungrateful for what you already have? And will you stop thinking about what you don't have and stop worrying about what you want to have? Start to give thanks and enjoy what you have today. How are you living life today? It's a great question. You have been in control of all things. You have made your own decision. And yet, you have seen how the love of God has surrounded you. God has been good to you. Yet, you still follow the same plan and the same disorder. You still have the same righteousness, the same pride, the same arrogance to follow decisions and to think that only you are right. Or are you going to make a stop today? Are you going to evaluate what your life has been up to now? And are you going to surrender your heart to God? If that is, what are you going to do? I congratulate you, because the day nor the time that the end is everything happens, nobody knows. But what if it were today? What if when you close and open your eyes, everything has changed? What are you going to do? The Bible says, seek God while he can be found. Call him while he is close. We cannot continue living life oblivious to the signs and oblivious to everything that is happening around us. There are things that have to happen, but they also announce that the end is already coming, and that God and Christ is coming for those who have opened their hearts to him and who are prepared. The Bible also mentions it in this way, making a comparison with 10 women. 10 virgin women waiting for the husband to arrive for them, and each one had a lamp in their hand. A lamp to light their way. A lamp that made them light in the dark. The 10 were virgins. The 10 had lamps. But there was a difference between 5 of them and 5 of the others. 5 were prudent. And when we speak of prudent, we speak of wise, intelligent people who were projected to what was to come and who were attentive to the signs that were happening around them. The other 5 were foolish. And although they had lamps and they were virgins, they have decided to do things their way and live life according to what they seemed to such an extent that although they had lamps, they did not have anything to light them. Their fire was going out, and their light was going out because their lamps were running out of oil to such an extent that they ran out of oil. The 10 of them got tired and they went to sleep. And when the husbands came at midnight, the Bible says, only those with oil in their lamps got up to open, while the others told the prudent to give us oil for our lamps. And they said, we can't. We can't run out of our oil. Go to the town running, buy oil for your lamps to see if they can be reached. When they left and returned, the door had closed and they could not enter to enjoy with the Lord. I have told you in a very clear way, while there is life, there is hope. And every time God allows us to open our eyes, He has given us an opportunity not only to improve the condition of life as it seems to us. He has given us the opportunity that we can open our hearts and allow Him to dwell in our lives. The best way to live life is not to believe the only information you have in your mind about how to live life is everything that has been sown in our hearts. What you have already lived has led you to the experience of living again. But I assure you that the Lord has the best way. You have already experienced everything. Friends, alcohol, drugs, sex. You want to experience the most to the point that the only thing you have thought is that nothing makes sense anymore. Of course, yes. You are not going to find meaning in anything because the only thing that will give meaning to your existence is God. And no matter how hard you try to deny it, your heart will always beat. And in every beat I mention that you need Him. That today things do not take you by surprise. That today your heart can be prepared to allow God to dwell in your life. He will teach you to enjoy everything, to be grateful, to enjoy your children and the family that you have today. Learning to be content in the scarcity and content in abundance. Simply enjoy every moment because I assure you that tomorrow's moments will not come back. Tomorrow, and you can spend your life complaining and crying tomorrow for what? Today you could not take advantage, or you can get up and make a stop. Look at the sky, ask for help of the Father, and move forward. Move forward. Move forward today because the Lord is with you as a powerful giant. Move forward today and believe, but above all, let God direct your life. And then you will be able to live in the correct way, according to His will and according to His way, which is much better. And there, we will be prepared to respond. If everything ended today, would we end well? In Christ, in the Lord, I believe so. What do you decide today? The Bible talks about everything ending and announces that Christ will come for those who have opened their hearts to Him. Are you part of that crowd? What a blessing that we can be part of those whom the Lord comes to seek. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word, and thank You, Lord, for what You teach us, because many times we are so anchored in the now and in the past, and we do not realize what is happening around us, because the more we are satisfied with the circumstances, we will see less what is happening around us. And today, we can read and realize that the signs are fulfilled, that many situations are happening today, and that only one thing announces everything ends, that the end is coming, and that you will come to look for those who wait for you. It is my prayer that today we can realize that, and we can open our eyes so that we can understand that far from you, apart from you, we cannot do anything. And while today I could open my eyes, there is hope to make an excellent decision in our life. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Speaking to you, remember that you can follow me on social networks, on YouTube, Devotionals Just in Time. You see where it says subscribe, you press the button and you subscribe. And there you will have a devotional, a word, and advice every day on Instagram. You can find me as Pastor Elias HC. On Facebook, look for me as Pastor Elias Hoyos. Subscribe to our social networks, and every day you will have a word of encouragement for you and advice. God continue blessing you.